Let's go now to Michigan, where members of the public can no longer openly carry guns into the state capitol. A commission voted on the rule change yesterday in response to the pro-Trump rioters that stormed the U.S. Capitol building last week. Back in April, armed protesters entered Michigan's capital, and extremists plotted to kidnap the state's governor. Michigan State Senator Dana Polhanke is a Democrat, and she joins us now. Dana, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And what do you think about this change? No open carry at the state capitol in Michigan. Did it go far enough?
Not even close. You know, the Capitol Commission has the legal authority to ban all firearms from our Capitol. And yesterday, they abdicated their responsibility to keep everyone safe. They voted to ban open carry only, which is, it's a half measure, and it could get someone killed. What it does is it creates a false sense of security, an illusion that visitors are safe from gun violence in our Capitol, because we still welcome guns as long as you can't see them.
Right. So let's be clear here. You can still carry a concealed weapon at the Capitol, and you could argue that that's just as dangerous, if not more.
Yes. A lot of the research that I've looked into says that many mass shootings, maybe the majority, are enacted with handguns.
So this was a direct response to the siege at the U.S. Capitol last week, and now the FBI says that armed extremists are planning to march on all 50 state capitals in the days ahead leading up to the inauguration in Washington, D.C. So what do you know about the threat in Michigan? Do you feel that your state is prepared for what's coming?
You know, I take the lead from Attorney General Dana Nessel, who says, no, our Capitol is not safe. You know, what you saw in D.C. was a logical extension of how it went down in Michigan on April 30th of last year. And it's sorry to say, but the insurrectionists won the day at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The big difference between that and Michigan is that guns are welcome in our Capitol. And that scares me.
In some of the context that you're referring to there, in April, people armed with long guns stood above you and other lawmakers in the Senate gallery, and they were protesting Governor Whitmer's lockdown restrictions. And then, of course, in October, there was a serious, incredible kidnapping threat that was uncovered against her just in time. Are you saying that the playbook for what happened at the U.S. Capitol was written in your state, in Michigan?
It was written in my state. It was written on April 30th when I took that photo of those armed men that went viral, two of whom are likely, I think they're still sitting in jail because they're involved in that plot to kidnap the governor and execute lawmakers like me on TV. You know, like you said, the playbook started in Michigan. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm afraid. I spent the weekend at my local military supply store, and I got some supplies, a helmet, a gas mask, some mace. That's going to go underneath my desk on the Senate floor, along with my bulletproof vest. It's a scary time.
Can you even imagine that that had to happen, that you did that?
No, I was a high school teacher for almost 20 years before I became a state senator. I brought my students to the Michigan Capitol. But I'm telling you right now, as a senator, having worked in that building, when those armed men were roaming the balcony above my head, I can't tell parents that it is safe to bring our kids to the Capitol. No one can.
Well, you, as you say, you were a teacher up until recently. I mean, you're relatively new to this job of politics. I think you were first elected or first came into office in 2019. Are you rethinking your decision to get involved in politics?
No, I'm not rethinking my decision to get involved because I have 269,000 constituents who rely on me to go to the Capitol and to vote and to speak on their behalf, and I won't be deterred. I can't say that this isn't going to prevent, you know, even pages from our local universities or, you know, people who may want to run for to be a state rep or state senator. I don't know. It's not going to deter me. It may deter others, but that's a crying shame.
State Senator Dana Polhanke, a Democrat from Michigan. Thank you for your time. Stay safe, please.
Thank you, Peter.